Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Another 3-2. Muncy into center field. Frelick turns and runs. That ball's deep. Frelick jumps, and it is up and out of here. Max Muncy. A home run to center field with two outs and two strikes. And it's 3-1 Dodgers.
That's courtesy of Fox Sports. I don't know if you saw it. There was a meme going around with, I think it was Frelick. And the double play that happened out by the wall, the bases, the one we talked about in the last game, not this game. And then they put a picture of him with Todd from the Wedding Crashers, the little brother.
Yeah.
The gift was a painting, Todd, and I'm keeping it. So they put him right in, and his hair looked exactly like it. It was hilarious. But Dodgers win again last night. They're up 2-0, headed back home. I'm right now actually looking at tomorrow's game. Tyler Glasnow is going to pitch for the Dodgers and the Brewers. Of course, it's TBD. They have Shohei Ohtani going in game four. This is what I talked about with the Brewers rotation. They really don't know what they're doing outside of... I'd be willing to bet that game three is Jose Quintana in some capacity with a bullpen type game. But that's what they've been doing. We'll see if Jacob Mizorowski gets in that game or how they do it. But going back to last night, it could have been a winning night. I had the under in the Calgary game. And like I was telling Ed, 7 seconds left to go. Empty netter goes over the total by a half a goal. So that's an absolute just kicking the pills right there. It's the difference in a winning night and a losing night.
Yes. And which end were you on?
I was on the under. And I told Ed too, looking at gift horse. I had Yamamoto under 6.5 Ks last night. And that some bitch pitches a complete game and he gets 7 Ks. You can't even make this up sometimes. I mean, it's weird. But it's a very light slate tonight. There's not a ton going on. So I'm going to get through these plays, and we'll get to a couple of calls. Nick in Annapolis, hang on. We'll get to you in 1 second. So here's what I like for tonight. In the NHL, I like Florida and Detroit to go over the 5.5. It's juiced up to the over. You may see some sixes out there, but there are 5.5s. In college football, I wanted to take UTEP. This is probably the worst game that's going to be on TV that you could watch. It's the 0-5 or 0-6 Sam Houston State versus the 1-4 UTEP. And it's just minors. It's just, ugh. What is it? This is a nationally televised game with one win, and both these teams suck. So good. I'm not betting it. I stayed away from it. I think I would have taken UTEP had you forced me. I think Jacksonville State is the right side plus the points tonight, but I'm taking the over because I think both these teams just move up and down the field on each other. I went over this yesterday. If you look at Jacksonville State, like all their games, even the ones they're losing, I think their last two games, they scored 34, 34, 41, 38. You know, their total is 57, and they're giving up a ton of points, and they're scoring a ton. So I'm going to take the over here at 57, even though I think Jacksonville State is a live home dog. My favorite play today, and I'm hammering this, it's the under in the Toronto-Seattle game. Everybody keeps doing this where they're expecting runs because you have these home run hitters. And I understand we're not getting the weather we thought we were going to get. You can't look at Shane Bieber and go, somebody just posted, Shane Bieber had 9 baseballs hit over 100 miles an hour off of him with exit velocity. You're talking about how many hard hits he gave up against the Yankees. Okay. This is a different team. It's a different game.
Different people.
Different stadium. Everything's different. And, you know, I'm sure after his last start, he doesn't, if you go back to it, did he pitch that way before that start? No. So is, why is he going to pitch like he did in his last start? And again, this game could easily go over the total at 7, but I'm correlating all my prop plays with what I think is going to happen. I like Shane Bieber and George Kirby over 4.5 Ks. I like a Nerfy. That's a no run in the first inning, -145 for Toronto and Seattle. And I'm going to take the Mariners under 3.5 runs. I think this is another low scoring game. I think it's another 3-1 game, 3-2 game. When all said and done, I'm not picking a side because if you force me, I'd probably take Toronto just to expect them to bounce back. But I don't like that. I don't feel good about it.
I lost two at home.
Yeah. And then I'm going in my mind, I'm going, am I doing what everybody does? Like, they can't lose 3 in a row? Because I know they can lose 3 in a row because I've seen it.
Sure.
People do this all the time. But, yeah.
They do. That thinking, yeah.
Yes.
They do.
That one. I talked to, who were we talking to this weekend? I was talking to one of the somebody else about the NFL, and I said, I think this team loses this weekend. He's like, man, they're not going to lose 3 in a row, are they? And I said, yeah, if they lose this weekend, it's 3 in a row. Nah, they can't lose 3 in a row. Yes, they can.
How many of the Ravens lost in a row?
4, right? Is it 4 or no? Yeah, it's 3, right? What? Hold on. No, it's 4. They're 1-5. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My math is
5
all
in a row.
Yeah. Well, they lost the first week.
Yeah. What? And then that's right. To the Bills. So that's 4. Right. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
All right, let's grab a couple callers here before we step out. Nick's been waiting patiently in Annapolis. Nick, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, so I'm not throwing in the towel, but like let's talk about are there any gems? Are there any secret players on the practice squad to pull up, like a Tavian Bryan or like a Cayman Rucker or Jared Penning? Are there any guys that they're sleeping on? And I'm sure they're not sleeping on because it's the Ravens, but are there any guys that you could pull up to start plugging holes and start to see how they're going to play out for, you know, possibly next year?
Oh, so you're looking more towards the future.
Yeah. Look, they're going to have to climb Mount Everest to get into the playoffs and win. And you know, if they lose this week, it's, you know, more excuses, more Harbaugh. I like my guys. And all that nonsense I've heard for the last 5 years. It's like, come on. Like, let's, you know, and then we got some trades coming, and they're going to do some monster trades, and we're going to, you know, trade Andrews, and we're going to trade, you know, Bateman, and we're going to do all this nonsense. Like, what can we do with the players we have?
Yeah, I appreciate the call. The reason I was asking is I wanted to clarify what you were saying. Like, if you're asking, is there anybody on the practice squad they can call up to help them make a run? The answer would be no, because if there's anybody worth the salt, unless they were trying to hide somebody for future things, and that, I guess that's what you're alluding to here, but they're not at that point yet, and they're not going to be at that point until they've been told they've been eliminated from the playoffs. Harbaugh's got a lot of pride. I think this team does too, and when you look at their schedule, it's a favorable schedule. Coming out of the bye week, you get the Bears. I know everybody's talking about the Bears and winning 3 games. Who cares? I mean, they're playing better, and I hope they play better, but I'm not the least bit afraid of them. I mean, Washington should have easily won that game had they just hand the ball off, they probably win it instead of fumbling and giving them the ball back at the end of the game, which made no sense. But, you know, I don't think there's anybody you're looking at on the practice squad here. If anything, they would be on the roster and you want to give them more time, some of the cornerbacks, but they've already been forced out there because of the injury. So I don't think there's anybody that you're going to try to look at. It's not like, I don't think this is like baseball where until it's the end of the year, the last couple games that you're going to see some, oh, we want to take a look at this quarterback, so we're going to sit you, or right. We want to take a look at this guy. And
they're going to get to look at all these guys during the season.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, sadly, it's not like, you're right. It's not like that was, hey, we'll put him in and see what he could do now because the season's going. You're going to see these guys all season by necessity. Like you said, you just saw them all come in.
Because of injuries.
You saw defensive linemen that shouldn't be there. Defensive backs that shouldn't be in there. It's like,
well, we're going to continue talking Ravens, whether you want to talk about the defense looking better. Can they make a run? Do you think they will make a run? We get into that next. 410-583-1057 right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The task at hand is right in front of us with some tough opponents, tough defenses. And we quickly shifted gears, but he was supportive. He's been around. He's been supportive of the guys. He's locked in on the sideline, hearing all the calls and going over each series when the quarterbacks come off. So he's been very much involved and very much in tune to what's going on.
That's T. Martin talking about Lamar. Big Bad Morning Show, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris, Rob Long's off today as we got a couple of segments coming up. Kevin Ostreicher is going to join us at 9:30. But as we're talking Ravens, we'll take some phone calls here, 410-583-1057. I just pulled up the Ravens schedule. I just wanted to go over what they have coming up just so fans know. You're at home, you get the Bears, then you go down and face the Dolphins. Then you go on the road to the Vikings. Now, the Vikings game's no peach, but again, that defense, which I think it's better and it's confusing. If you have Lamar, I think it's way better against a guy like Brian Flores than trotting out Cooper Rush or whoever it may be against that team. So the Vikings game, not easy by any stretch, but I still think the Ravens will be favored if Lamar's in that game. It's going to be so weird seeing a team that's 1-5, 2-5, yeah. 3-5, being favored over their opponent because they had such a horrific start to the season. But Dolphins, Vikings, the Ravens have the 3 road games in a row. Is that right? Yeah. Dolphins, Vikings, Browns. October 30th, November 9th, November 16th. Then you get the Jets here in Baltimore, the Bengals, Steelers, Bengals, Patriots, Packers, Steelers. And we'll have to see if that game at the end of the season matters as much as we think it might.
It's either going to not matter at all or matter incredibly. It's going to be one of those, like, it's going to be like 3 weeks before, it's like, nothing matters, because we're 4 weeks before because they're totally out of it. Or when if it comes down to that and they're somewhat successful, it's going to be crucial probably.
You know, the Bengals and Steelers play tomorrow night. Steelers go to Cincinnati. You giving Cincinnati any shot in that game on the short week?
On which week?
This week, playing the Steelers. Because you want some help. You want, like, the Steelers have a tough schedule, but the fact is a lot of those other teams that they're playing are a little bit down the stretch. They have a nice little run here where it's like you better stack W's, because if you lose those games, now you're opening the door for one of the other teams to catch you. Because right now they're in the catbird seat. If you guys can just play 500 football the rest of the way, you're probably going to the postseason. More than likely.
I mean, ordinarily I'd say no. The difference is right now, I really think Flacco can win. I mean, I just think their defense is so bad, but I don't think the Steelers are that good. So if that's the question, yeah, I think they do have a chance with Flacco on the center. And I would like to see them do it, because I think the Steelers need to lose a couple of games to the Ravens. So, yeah, I'm going to say yes. I think they can win the game. And they're home.
I think they might. Yeah. I think they might win that one.
Yeah.
It was funny hearing Omar Epps up there, Mike Tomlin, bitching about, like, I can't believe Andrew Berry traded a quarterback within our division. Okay, why? Because you got to play him now? You wanted to play Browning that was throwing the football to the other team? Yeah, I guess so. But what, he's allowed to do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
He got a draft pick back. He got what he wanted. Let's go out to Shiloh's in Baltimore. Shiloh, what's up, man?
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Mr. A. Hey, look, I like one thing I like about the Annals, when you speak about the team sometimes, you keep it 100, right? And I like that, right? The guy called in. Both of y'all do. I'm just saying. But here's what I'm saying real fast. The guy just called in. He asked you about the practice squad, right? And the reason why I say I'm speaking to both of y'all. Now, as a Raven fan, right? But I'm a realist, too. The way this team playing, honestly, though, just the Rams, 3 points in 4 quarters, right? Lamar got hurt in the KC game, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we see what happened when he got... Man, here's my thing. Here's my point. The way they playing, honestly, I don't even want to say nothing about the playoffs. I don't even want to mention that word. What I'm basically want to see is some type of production, persistent production in the regular season, consistently game for game. Not winning by 2 points, not winning by... I'm talking about good football. And that's why... And no, that's why when they beat Cleveland, I called them. I said, please, I am not giving them credit for beating Cleveland. And the reason why they always beat Cleveland. But we see what happened after that game. And here's my point, right? I'm tired of the stuff that the team giving us, the coach. Man, I don't want to hear none of that because a lot of teams deal with injuries. And I mean, injuries is one thing. But when you put other players on the field and what we're saying now, I'm sorry. I don't have the faith right now, even though I'm still a Raven fan, because this O-line is tremendously flawless, man. I mean, but y'all get
they're
what I'm
flawed.
Saying.
Yeah.
Trying to turn around,
Shiloh, they're flawed is what you're trying to say. And I agree with you, and I appreciate the phone call. Ed, what do you think about it? Because this is something, and I don't know if you were listening, we talked about earlier with the offensive line. I don't want the team to look at it and go, Lamar's so good at extending plays and that we can have a down offensive line or a weaker one. And I don't think that's how they would look at it. But
no, but I mean, that's the fact. You can, because he makes up for a ton of flaws.
How good would he be if you could just keep him upright?
If you had your whole offensive line, Ronnie Stanley wasn't banged up, and if Ricard was in, because he makes a huge difference, I mean, yeah, it helps. I mean, but Lamar's talent makes up for a lot of negatives in this team. When guys make mistakes, when guys, you know, even a false start that sets you back 5 yards, it was something stupid, you know, now it's 1st and 15. That's not a problem for him. He can make up 10 of those yards with his legs. So, I mean, yeah, he makes it for a lot of flaws.
Let's go to Johnny and Dundalk. Johnny, you're on the fan. What's up, man?
Fellas, good morning. Hey, Ed, I've been listening to you since Hurricane Katrina, yo.
Damn.
Long time. Jeremy.
Yeah.
Like, man, how did Lamar get hurt? He got hurt because of the offensive line, not because of the defense. He got hurt because of the offensive line. How long is it going to take before this man goes out here and gets hurt again? Because it's the same offensive line, but worse.
Yeah, I mean, it could happen. I don't think we can sit here and just say, hey, we can't trot him out because he might get hurt again. But, like, the fact of the matter is, appreciate the phone call, Johnny, is that you've got a quarterback and people wanted to bring up, oh, he's going to get hurt, he's going to get hurt. And then he gets hurt in the pocket. And they're like, see, I told you. No, you thought he was going to get hurt running the football. And that's the sad part, is more injuries are going to come in the pocket for quarterbacks because you're looking downfield. Your head's not on a swivel at that point. It's kind of hard. I mean, you're trying to... pick up the ancillary spots on it to your left and right and looking, and your peripherals having everything down, meanwhile not panicking in the pocket. It's crazy to look at how successful he is even behind this offensive line, but I still think they're going to make a run. I know the thing that Johnny was saying,
I
don't give me false
too.
Hope. I don't know if they'll fall short, but I think they make that run.
I believe it too. I do. But it's contingent on people coming back healthy. If Lamar's not back, no. No, they're not. But if Lamar comes back after the bye, and Ricard comes back after the bye, and Roquan's back after the bye, this team can absolutely make a run, because then you've got three All Pros back.
Yeah,
you know, All Pros coming back. I mean, the best at their position. So I do believe that they can, and I think they will, because the schedule does get easier. I mean, some of the teams have a different face now. The Bears look better. The Jets look worse. The Packers look flawed. So it's like, things have changed in the second half of the season, but I still think they can make a run.
Yeah. And look, there's still a lot of talent on this team. It's just, you've dug yourself a hole. And can you get out of it? And that's why I think that presence of mind, they'll do it until if they have that loss, then maybe they fall apart or two losses, whatever it is. But they just got to stack up W's and do all the coach speak stuff. Take it one game at a time. You know, all the stuff you're used to hearing from them. I'm tired of hearing that. All right, we're going to talk some more Ravens with Kevin Ostreicher. He's coming up next. We'll get into all the details of this bye week, what he thinks should happen. Should they make some more moves? Is this team going to make a run? We talk about all that and more with Kevin next here on The Fan. All right, welcome back. Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris, Big Bad Morning Show. Rob Long's off. We got two segments left before we hand it off to Vinny and Haney. But we're going to talk to Kevin Ostreicher, Locked On Ravens podcast. Kevin, I guess the first thing I got to ask you is your favorite moment of the C.J. Gardner-Johnson era.
Oh, wow. So many to choose from. I don't know where to start, you know. Maybe
drinking water on the sideline, running in the back of the end zone, you know, like all the things at practice.
You know, maybe the warm-up videos. I mean, you know, you can't go wrong in choosing. But, yeah, it's a weird situation and a string of weird situations that, you know, haven't really followed the Ravens over the course of their franchise history, it feels like. But now you have, you know, Deontay Johnson, Eddie Jackson, Marcus Williams, et cetera. I mean, interesting in the last calendar year, kind of what situations the Ravens have found themselves in.
And what situation do they find themselves in now? I mean, Jeremy and I were just talking about the possibility of actually making a run for the division. Because I don't think anybody's getting a wild card in this division because the West looks better. You know, they're just not great, but better teams at the top. So if they come back healthy, say they get back Lamar, Ricard, and Roquan, what do you think the team can do?
I think you got to start with the fact that, you know, where you have to start is, I think the schedule right now is something you have to look at. Right now, the Ravens have around the seventh easiest strength of schedule remaining in terms of winning percentage versus their opponents. And, you know, I think that it's interesting because when you look at teams like the Bears, who they'll play after the bye, and, you know, teams like the Vikings and some of those out-of-conference games, you can win those games when guys like Lamar come back and Roquan, et cetera. But where I think this is going to be won or lost for them is they really need to clean up those division games. And, you know, like you talked about with, you know, the West being good this season and, you know, the South surprising in a lot of ways with the Colts and whatnot and Jacksonville and, you know, even the East with the Patriots right now, they're at the top of that division. So it's like you're getting all these surprise teams coming in. So I agree with you. You know, it's going to be really hard for a second team in the AFC North to get a wild card. It's not impossible, but I think that it's a lot less likely than it was. I mean, I remember I was talking about, hey, could three teams make the playoffs in this division? And now it's only going to be one. So you got to start, I think, with the schedule, but the health is going to be the really big thing here. And look, I mean, at this point, you have so much you have to work on from, you know, whether you want to talk about defensively or offensively. You have to clean so much up personnel-wise. You probably have to get a couple of guys in here as well if you truly want to compete. But you know, it's kind of a crossroads right now. The bye, again, it seems like for the second straight year, comes at the perfect time where gives them a little time to rest, reset, and recover. I don't know what they would have done if they had to play again this week. And, you know, I don't know with Lamar's injury, if you would have been able to go or not. But right now, I think you have to kind of look yourselves in the mirror and say, hey, you know, it hasn't been good. And you've got to take it one week at a time. And I know it's cliche as that sounds. You know, it's kind of all you have to do because – at this point, if you look too far ahead, you know, there's probably not anything too far ahead. And if you don't, well, then you're in a heap of trouble yourself.
Talking to Kevin Ostreicher, Locked On Ravens podcast. And Kev, as we look at this Ravens team and some of the things that have gone on with the defense specifically, do you think Zach Orr survives their season, or what has to happen for him to either be let go or survive this season?
Yeah, I thought the bye week was a time where they could have moved on. And, you know, it makes sense too, where you're not prepping for an opponent, and it gives you an opportunity to kind of get your changes in there over a longer period of time than you would. And, you know, it seems like they're not making that move. So do I think he'll survive this season? I'm not so sure about that. I mean, what would have to happen is, I mean, they'd have to go on a run and kind of honestly have what happened last year happen this year, where the defense turns it around and, you know, turns into one of the best units in football, because that's what they need. The team – that had the worst record, or it was teams last year that had the worst record in the playoffs, was 10-7. That was the worst record that made the playoffs last season. It was multiple teams. So you essentially have to go 9-2 over your last 11 games to get into the postseason, at least have a chance to get into the postseason here for the Ravens. And how do you do that? Well, I think it does start defensively, where we've seen a lot of things with this defense, whether it be lack of turnovers, lack of pressure, you know, certain play calls not being there, execution not being there. It's not all that good. You know, I never want to blame anything on one player or one coach. This is a team sport. It's a team effort, especially when you talk about defensively. But to me, you have to be able to get pressure on the quarterback. You can't let guys sit there in the pocket and just pick you apart one play after another. And it feels like we've seen that too often for this team this season. And you're in a kind of a tough spot right now. Zach Orr's in a tough spot right now because personnel-wise, you're down to three healthy outside linebackers because Adafe always in Los Angeles and Chavius Robinson broke his foot. So I think it starts with the pressure, starts with the turnovers. And that to me was where you start, but you still have a lot of other things you got to work on.
Kevin, one specific thing has really just chapped my ass after this game. And I don't understand the goal line, you know, failure with that tush push, but if they're going to do it, and I don't particularly like it, but they're going to do it. Why would you have your tight end on the center and your quarterback in the backfield? You're not fooling anybody. The quarterback's clearly not going to be involved. So why wouldn't you just put someone else in there to push if you're going to do this? Why would you put, say, another big body, put in Cole, put in somebody with some strength that is going to push? You're not going to, what the hell's Cooper Rush going to do in this case? And to me, that's a real coaching question mark. I'm looking at it, what are you doing? Like, does that bother you at all, or am I just off base here?
No, I think you're onto something where, you know, it's a matter of even when Lamar was, you know, Lamar is a rookie with Flacco, and, you know, they throw Flacco off to the side as a receiver, and you're like, yeah, okay, Joe's just going to stand there and do nothing on that play. Like, what's happening here? It's kind of in the same vein as that, where, you know, instead of Joe on the field, it could have been another blocker or a receiver or something like that, and Joe literally would just stand there like a statue, so he wasn't fooling anybody. So it's kind of the same thing here with Cooper Rush, where I agree, like, if you're going to commit to that play, and clearly they do, and the Ravens, they like to break the huddle, go super fast at the line, and you can see, like, Cooper's trying to push, but the problem is Cooper's not very strong. It'll make a little difference. And in that situation, literally, it is a game of inches. Literally inches when you're trying to get into the end zone with a tush push with your tight end, two consecutive plays. So I agree. It'd be better for me if you had a guy that could actually give a little more strength there than Cooper Rush. So, you know, to me, I don't mind them doing it once. You know, twice was a little too much for me. I think that, you know, you got 3 yards on that first down play with Derrick Henry to set up second and goal from, you know, the one-inch line, essentially. So, yeah, I think run that play on second down, the Mark Andrews sneak. If you don't get it, you run it with Henry on third and fourth. I think that would have been my thing. But, you know, it just feels like the Ravens get too cute for their own good, or try to outthink, you know, they try to outsmart their opponent and end up outsmarting themselves here. So I think that's another example of that.
Hey, talking to Kevin Allstriker, Locked On Ravens podcast. Kevin, tell everybody where they can find your podcast.
Yeah, you can find it anywhere you get your podcast in audio form, as well as in video form on YouTube, 5 days a week of daily Ravens coverage over there. So whether you want to just listen to it in audio form, you want to watch it in video form, you have both forms available for you 5 days a week.
Thanks a lot, Kev. Appreciate your time as always, man.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks, man.
All right. You know, interesting enough, like some of his thoughts on this with the team moving forward and whether or not they can get back into it. I feel like when you look at their schedule, Ed, that most people are going to go, yeah, it's a favorable schedule, but seeing them 1-5, thinking that's who they're going to be the rest of the year. When you get healthy, you are going to be better. There's clearly, I mean, you're going to be better on both sides of the ball. You can see the clear difference without Roquan in the middle. You can see difference with the defensive line. You know, and I thought the Ravens did play better, but I think it was a little deceiving, too, with some of the dropped interceptions and things that happened in the game against the Rams. But they had every opportunity to be in that game.
They did. They were in that game.
I mean, being down two scores. I'm saying, like,
but I mean, in the beginning, they looked like they're going to win that game, honestly. I mean, certainly we're going to be in it. So it's,
that's where we get back to the play calling right before the half. And not getting points there and how much that's a killer, especially with them coming out with the ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's just brutal. And now you also have to do the thing that you hope you don't have to do, and that's scoreboard watch.
Well, yeah, that. But it also keep in mind, they held them to 17 points.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it wasn't even the game was out of reach at the end. They only scored 17 points. If you hold a team under 20 points in this league, you should win.
Yeah, there's no question. So it'd be fun to watch the rest of the year if these guys are healthy. 410-583-1057. If you want to get in, we have the encore and what we learned. All that's coming up. We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Again, like the Bad Bunny thing we've talked about. Joe, do you have an issue with him doing the halftime show?
If you don't like it, change the channel.
But
I don't like any of them, really. I find the halftime is when I go get more food and just do something. Yeah. I don't care that much.
But do you like the pick?
I don't have an issue with it. He's a top five most streamed artist on the planet in Spotify.
Yeah, but Muhammad's the number one name in the world, and you're not going to pick that.
It's the same argument with it. Soccer is more important than it is the most popular sport in the world. Someone's going to like it. I don't really care. I'll just change the channel.
Bad Bunny.
I'll watch it. I just want to, you know.
I'm going to watch it, but again, it's not what I wanted.
I grew up with Puerto Ricans. I kind of miss them down here.
If it was me, Fish would be playing the halftime show. If it was up to me.
It'd be a 4.5-hour halftime.
Exactly.
Ooh, man. Get your balloons, $10.
We're back from the break. Still on the same song.
Yeah. Joe's been dancing his ass off, sweating. This song's still going on.
Come down off a guide wire from the top.
There you go. That's the encore for the day, Ed.
Encore brought to you by Lion's Den today and every day. Listen, we talk a lot of sports, but check out Lion's Den because, you know, we use sports metaphors here. You don't want to drop the ball, do you? You want to fumble, strike out, be tapped on the shoulder for the reliever? Come on.
You want to tackle your wife without spiking her drink?
Exactly. No, not that. Come on.
Football puns. Oh.
Bring your A game to the bedroom. It's the most important part of your life. It's the only thing that keeps you together with all the nonsense you got to put up with. Check out Lion's Den. Locations all around Baltimore. And, of course, lionsden.com.
And can I say this for people that are, nervous or scared? There's nothing to be nervous about going in there. The people in there are all looking at the same thing.
That's the whole purpose why they did it. They want to change the image of that industry, and it's a really they really are friendly. It's nothing to be uncomfortable about. It's not like people stare. It's not like the guy in the raincoats, not looking up.
Yeah.
It's nothing like that at all. It's couples. It's just, it's a fun place.
All right, let's grab a quick caller here before we get to what we learned. It's Sean in Baltimore. Sean, you're on The Fan.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, man, even if the Ravens come back and we win every last one of those games, and if we get one and done in the playoffs, I still, Harbaugh, I'm coming for your job, plain and simple. Man, our second string, let's be honest.
Oh.
Our second string, teams out there, first string, I'm sorry to say it.
Yeah. I mean, it looks rough. Sean, appreciate the call. You're breaking up a little bit on us. Just cell phone kept going in and out. But, yeah, I mean, I think people feel that would be the most disappointing thing, but it would be so Baltimore to battle all the way back, make the playoffs, and lose in your first playoff game. I don't know. Who wants to think like that?
There's never been a team that started 1-5 that made the playoffs that got past the divisional round.
Okay.
So they've had a couple, two of them have won wild card games.
I don't know if the. I'd like to see the other teams that did it and if it was based upon injuries.
It was the Chiefs in 2015, I think, was one of them. They started 1-5, then won their last 10 in a row.
I think they were the only team to get in out of their division.
I believe so, yeah.
All right. Well, interesting enough. But, you know, we're going to find out the rest of the way here of how this team's look once
shortly.
They get healthy.
Yeah.
I don't know, I got the hiccup so bad. But when it comes down to it, I think getting Lamar back is going to give you an opportunity in every single game, and there's a good chance that you're favored in almost every game the rest of the way, even with a 1-5 record.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some games in there with the Packers, the Vikings, and that's contingent upon Lamar playing. You would be favored. I mean, he's worth so much, valued so much in this game.
He's the most valuable player in the league just by the definition of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has the greatest value to his team more than anybody else in the league. I'm sorry. He does.
Well, we got to get to what we learned today. All right, Ed, what'd you learn? I learned that my wife doesn't like when I talk in my Ed Gein voice.
Oh, I learned that too, actually.
Stop it. It's creepy. Hey, do you want to fornicate this evening? Or okay. Well, jolly gee wigger. Yeah. So soft-spoken. Yeah. Such a creep.
I learned as my favorite team in all four of the majors has really had a rough start this season. The new NHL season, the Rangers played 5 games. They've been shut out at all 3 home games. That is the first time in the history of the National Hockey League. They didn't form it yesterday. It's like they start in 1926. First team ever to be shut out in all 3 of their first 3 home games. Not a good look. I didn't think they're going to be very good, but I didn't think they're going to be this bad. Although it's early, so who knows? It could just be a fluke. They have a perfect record on the road, 2-0. So let's bright side this. But that's about it.
Well, for your viewing pleasure tonight, there's not much going on. You have game 3 of the Blue Jays and Mariners happening. It's a total of 7. Seattle's favorite, George Kirby versus Shane Bieber. Should be a good one. And then there's a couple of college football games and NHL. It's kind of weird. It feels weird not having all those baseball games or all those other, like,
yeah.
Now we at least we have college football on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights. You got college
it's
football.
It's so wild
straight.
To me, though. Yeah.
Yeah. But there are a lot of bad teams in that conference that we're watching.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. All right. Let me get to some of these jokes and we'll see what suits you, what you like, and what you don't. My son asked me if we're going to get a haircut. I told him, no, we're going to get all of them cut.
That was one of the oldest jokes ever.
Yes.
Because people say, did you get a haircut? No, I got all of them cut.
Yep. Here's one. Of course, we all know Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone, but his brother Taco did some pretty important work as well. Taco. I found my wife on a dating site. Kind of sad considering we've been married 27 years. What were you both doing on there? Hey, you like this. I used to have a job making holes. It was boring. Here we go. Let me get to these other ones. That one sucked. All right. Deep thought of the day. When you clean out a vacuum cleaner, you become a vacuum cleaner.
Yes, actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know how to act my age. I've never been this old before. No, nothing. Here you go. My wife got stung by a jellyfish and yelled, quick, pee on it. So I peed on it and shouted, that's for stinging my wife, you son of a bitch. No. You don't pee on the jellyfish? What's the, and that's a stupid one. Respect people who wear glasses. They paid money to see you.
When are our glasses coming?
I can't wait. I told Ed, yeah, you talked about these glasses. What are they called again?
The company's Nooz, N-O-O-Z.
I tried his glasses on that he ordered, and I went, oh my God, I can see everything. I didn't you don't realize what it's like until you, everything is faded. You don't, yeah. I can't read words, I can't see distance, I can't see clothes.
Yeah, these are just over the counter. You buy these through them, you know, online. Can actually, you don't need to take them off like reading glasses, and you can see distance. It's fantastic. I need an endorsement with this company. Anybody listening?
Yeah. Here. All right, two more real quick. When I yell at my dog to stop barking, I wonder if he's thinking, this is awesome. We're barking together. And this is an oldie but a goodie. My wife accused me of stealing her thesaurus. Not only was I shocked, but I was appalled, aghast, and dismayed. And if you're being chased by a pack of taxidermists, do not play dead. Ha! All right. Rob's back right. tomorrow. The whole crew's back tomorrow. Big Bad Morning Show. Vinny and Haney are up next. Stay tuned, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.